Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I need some parenting advice for a guy's perspective today, Kelly.
Alrighty.
My five-year-old son lives in Wisconsin with his mother, who's a single mum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here, speak to him every day. I bought him a bed for Christmas. I've spoke about this on air with you before.
Right.
It was a $2,000 bed. It was like...
Why you spent $2,000 on a bed?
It was the bed of beds. My ex-wife asked me to buy him this bed. He will love it. I did it. There was one condition, though. He would start learning to sleep in it, because his whole existence he has always shared a bed with his mum.
He's a co-sleeper.
Okay. Every day he's been alive, if he's not with his mum, he's sleeping with his mum.
Okay.
And I wanted him to adapt out of that, because I think it might be tough for him. And she said she's going to slowly start adapting out of that. She might sleep in the bed with him for a few nights, the bed that I bought, blah blah blah.
Right.
It's now October, September 30th, and he hasn't done that yet. He's still sleeping every single night in the same bed with his mum, and this $2,000 bed is going to waste. Now I'm getting worried that he's getting older, so he won't be able to break loose of this habit now, because that's all he's ever known.
I wonder, though, and I don't even know if you know the answer to this, is it more so him or is it more so your ex-wife?
I think originally it was my ex-wife.
Yeah.
That's why I had no problem with it. Like, she's a single mom. She's right. Alone. She likes having her son, who's her everything, in bed with her. I've got no problem with that. But there comes a stage where you've got to put that aside, because he's now 5 years old.
Yeah.
So I do feel sorry for the situation, because she is a single mum.
Right.
And I do the best I absolutely can. But is there a time now where I have to say something for his benefit?
Yeah.
The benefit of him.
Well, and I don't know. I'm torn on this, because I think of like the nights that my husband's away or whatever, if he's out of town. I initially am like, okay, boys, slumber party. Everybody sleep in mom's bed, because I just feel like a little more safe that way. I know exactly where the kids are in the house if we're home alone by ourselves. So I wonder if that's her frame of mind. But I get what you're saying too. At a certain point, like, all right, let's be a big boy. Let's sleep in our big boy bed. But making that transition is tough.
And I don't know how to quite say it. My bed's sitting there empty, because I know that she probably gets scared at night and she likes having him there. She likes the comfort of having him there. But there's going to come a time where you have to sleep in your own bed. Do I approach it subtly, saying maybe once a week, maybe you share the bed with him, this is what we really discussed? Or do I flat out say to her, hey, this has got to change?
Well yeah. And I think it's tough too, being in your position, because you're not there to be like, okay, let me help you, because that would be the nice way to do
it. And
I'm
very guilty of all that, and I'm very, cognizant of
all
that.
But I see that it's a different situation. So what's the right way to tackle it?
That's what I need help with.
Okay. I like that.
On a guy's perspective this morning, help me out. Any advice how I approach my ex-wife and just talk about this with her?
Okay.
888-431-3764.
Co-sleeping can be a tough habit to break, especially for little ones. And a guy, you shared that your five-year-old still co-sleeping with your ex-wife, even though you bought him a bed for Christmas last year, like this big bad bed that you got.
$2,000 bed. She asked me to buy it and he hasn't used it once. And that was part of the deal. Make a slow transition to sleeping in his own bed if I buy him this bed. She hasn't done it yet and it's nearly October. Should I say something or should I just let it continue on?
Jason and Hesperia, do you have some advice on when the right time is to make that type of transition?
I don't think so. Eventually kids develop their own barriers and they don't want to be so close to mom anyway. I mean, my son, he's six here. With month, and he still, you know, goes to bed in his room. I wake up to go to work like this morning, and he's sleeping in the chair next to our bed. you know, but he doesn't come into the bed with us, so we still have that little bit of barrier. But if he needs that little bit of extra support, it's fine. And, you know, obviously it's closer to my wife's side of the bed than mine. So.
Well, and here's the thing, too, because I know, like, in my house, this time of year around Halloween, Colt gets really freaked out with stuff. So he has been making the walk from his room to our room almost every night. Like, we had to have a conversation the other night of, okay, you need to sleep in your own bed, buddy. I get that you might be scared of the dark, but here's a nightlight, here's this. You know, setting him up so that he doesn't, whatever's freaking him out, he can sleep in his own bed.
Interesting.
Do you think it's one of those things? Is there something that Ollie's scared of? Or is it just the comfort of this is all he's ever known?
I think it's the comfort because all he's never known. And look, I don't really have a problem with it because I'll be honest, she's a fantastic mother and mm-hmm. loves that kid so much. It's her world.
Right.
So I knew she would never jeopardize his learning abilities or anything in his future. I just want to know, should I just say something at some point? Hey, this bed is here. Maybe it is time.
909 says, my kids slept with us until they were 10 years old and they're perfectly fine adults.
That's pretty old.
Yeah. That's pretty big. How big is your bed?
760 says, our daughter slept with us until they were 7 years old and still does from time to time and is now 9 and a half. Don't let the sleeping thing bother you. He will grow out of it.
And I think every kid is different and every situation is different for what works for that particular family. And if this is working for your family, I think when the time comes, Ollie will decide too. Like, okay, mom, I'm going to go spread out in my own bed.
Did you ever sleep with your parents?
I don't think so.
I went through a stage where I did. No. I think I was like 7 or 8, and I think I started sleeping with my mum every night. No, I couldn't have been that old. Maybe 6, 5, and my dad slept in the other room. And I still remember the first day they said to me, enough's enough. You're sleeping in your own bed. And they put me to bed.
Your dad went to another room?
Yeah, for like a month.
Oh,
I got the real habit.
My parents would lock me out of the room before they would let that happen. Do you have some advice for Guy and co-sleeping? Let us know. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764.
Co-sleeping for kids is a difficult situation, and that's what I'm facing this morning for a guy's perspective. My 5-year-old son, Ollie, lives in Wisconsin with his mum, who's single. They live together. She's a fantastic mother. But every day he's been alive and he's been with her, he's slept in the same bed as her. I bought him a $2,000 bed for Christmas, which she asked, the most expensive bed in history, and it's a good-looking bed. And she promised that she would start the transition of him sleeping in his own room. It's October. She hasn't. I don't know whether to say something or not.
All right. Looks like Cody in Temecula has some advice for you. What do you think, Cody?
So when I met my stepson when he was 3, he was a co-sleeper as well. And what we did was you moved his bed into your bedroom. So he's still technically co-sleeping, but he'll learn to sleep in his own bed. And then once he gets used to his own bed and not sleeping with you, then you move his bed to his room, and then he'll already be used to his own bed.
I like that. Baby steps. We did that with Carter. We had his bed when it was just him in our room up until Colt was born because his bedroom was so far away from ours. It was me more than it was Carter. I was scared for him to be on the other side of the house.
Right.
And then when we're like, okay, well, we have another one coming. We can't have the entire family in our bedroom. Then it was like, okay, once he transitioned to his own bed and then in his own room, I think if you make it easier with like baby steps rather than, all right, kid, you're getting kicked out, you're evicted out of mom's bed, it might make it easier for Ollie.
The more I think about it now, the more I think it just might be on her. She just wants the comfort of having him.
Yeah.
Because she travels a lot for work and I can't always make it to Wisconsin to look after him while she travels. Like she traveled last week.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes somewhere. He goes to a friend's place. He goes to the neighbor's place. And he does it perfectly fine there.
Oh, he sleeps in his own bed there?
He sleeps in his own bed there. So well, he can do it.
And you're taking him to Australia at the end of the year. You guys are going for like 10 days, right?
And this is why I've brought this up as well, because he's going with me for 10 days to the other side of the world to meet his relatives who are complete strangers because he was a COVID baby. They've never got to America to meet him.
Right.
And he's never really spent significant amount of time with me either in a one-on-one situation. So I want him to start adapting to this now in preparation for that trip. Right. What do you think I should do?
No, I definitely, especially if you're going to start the transition, then I would make sure he has his own bed. You guys, I'm assuming you're staying at your parents' house, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so make sure he has his own bed there, but probably in your room, because it is going to be new and scary, and
so
that's
that
a lot
think?
For a five-year-old to take on.
So you think I should do that?
Yeah.
I've thought about three things. I've thought about that. I've thought about his own room. I've thought about him just sleeping in the same bed as me.
Well, if you...
Which defeats the purpose.
Exactly. You can't complain about it if that's what you're going to do when you take him on vacation.
No, I'm going to get a bed for the room I'm in for him.
Yeah.
I'm nervous about all this.
I'm nervous for you. Get ready for sleepless nights.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.